Hello, and welcome to the Community Mennonite Church podcast. I'm Alicia Huber. Today, I'll be sharing an interview I recorded with Zach Nafziger of ZN Stained Glass. Zach created the new window in our prayer alcove. To see pictures of the window and for a link to Zach's website, please check out the show notes at cmcva.org.
So yeah, this is now my full-time job. I am in this tiny studio in Larkin Arts, but it's right on Court Square in downtown Harrisburg. And I got here because I magically lost my job one March day from Rosetta Stone after being there for 12 and a half years. And it took about a week for me to end up here afterwards and regret not ending up here sooner, quite frankly. And yeah, it's tough. It's tough to not get a reliable paycheck. It's tough to live commission to commission, but I know I could never go back to another office, which most people have told me is a great thing. So it's good to hear.
If people wanted to see more of your work, city, where could they go?
So they can go to the Golden Pony. I have a bunch of things at Breathe Pilates. I think it's Ice House Studios in Ice House. I've got a bunch of things in my working studio in Larkin Arts. I have a big window in front of James McCone. I did the entrance to the downtown line in Gourmet. I did a whole Starry Night themed logo window for Midtown Market. And soon there will be another one at the Church of the Incarnation on North Liberty.
Awesome.
And there's some pieces at VMRC. I won a juried show there, and then they bought the piece from me, so that's pretty awesome. Oh, there's a little one at Cuban Burger. I think that might be it. And Community Mennonite,
and Community
of course.
Mennonite.
Yeah. I can almost have a real walking tour of my work, which is pretty neat.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, it is pretty cool.
Yeah, and amazing to think, like, 3 years is not that long.
No, it isn't. So, downtown businesses have been super supportive, and Larkin Arts is great because, you know, nothing but creativity happens here. So it's nice to have some place like this actually downtown, and not just downtown, but on Court Square. So First Fridays are packed. We have a changing gallery every month. It's fun. I approached my brother, who goes to the church, and my problem was it was just a conversation, sort of, and I said, you know, no matter how many doors or houses or, you know, hundreds of commissions I've done in Harrisonburg, people walk into my studio, ask me if I've done a church. I say, no, I haven't yet. And they snub me. Honestly, they turn up their noses and walk away. So he was like, hey, we have a prayer room that, you know, people use and there's nothing in it. You know, would you want to do something like that? And I said, sure, and we talked, and then I gave him a couple designs, and that was it. So it was relatively easy. So other than going off the theme of prayer, it was a super easy commission.
What was your design process like? Like, how do you go from, I need to make a window about prayer, to this image?
The design process is always tricky, like, depending on what the theme or idea is behind it. You know, how do I get from nothing to something that's actually possible in glass and that looks like something I'm gonna look like? So this one actually involved much more staring at blank sheets of paper. And as I did, I could see what I wanted in my head. And I borrowed a book from my dad. It was about hands and prayer. I knew I wanted something with hands. And sort of through, I don't know, books and ideas, I came to the connection of hands and water sort of as both a cleansing and a blessing, which is, you know, the basis of most prayers. It was strange because I really did know exactly what I wanted it to look like, but yeah, just getting there. And so anyways, this book, it was all black and white, but, you know, very, like, showed very intimate pictures of people praying, but all of them involved hands, as, you know, most of the focal point was on the hands already. And so that was kind of the, I guess, verification that my idea was right. And then it was just a matter of making it feasible. So, But yeah, once the hands were in, I think that was the first part and the hardest, because just realism in glass is either too blocky for me or too fake looking, and I wanted something that was both realistic and not realistic, you know, taking light into shape and then having those shapes make light. I just wanted it to be really good, especially for it being my first church window. It's intimidating to be in something that, you know, can be as lasting as a church window, and especially if people really like it, it's good for everybody. And I think it's some of my best work.
Yeah, it's really gorgeous. I feel like every time I've looked at it, I see new things. Like, mm-hmm. I didn't really notice the red in it until mm-hmm. I went by Dave to have a look.
Yeah, so I also like to use things in groups of three. So most of those colors are in multiples of three, as well as the pieces and the circles. Mm-hmm. Just sort of something about the trilogy of everything works better, helps balance in a unbalanced sort of way. It's kind of an abstract design. When the two halves are actually a mirror of each other, and when they're put together, it makes two hands that come together with sort of a pool of water and water flowing out of the hands. All kind of super stylized and lots of pieces. And so, and lots of blue.
Your work often has a lot of pieces.
Yes, it does. And I do it mostly because I don't want other people to make it. if I wanted to make something that looked like everybody else's, I would use less pieces. But I like the detail that I can kind of get. And if I add more pieces, I get better. So the next piece has more pieces. And indirectly, they all have lots of pieces. So I think that is my style. Lots of pieces.
Also lots of curves, right? And so this window has like a lot of round shapes in it.
Yeah, so I really like working circles in. Circles and curves just have a better flow to them, I feel, especially in glass. Glass and the light it creates kind of makes a motion to itself. Yeah, I tend to go back to circles really fast. And this one, you're right, this one has a lot of them in it. And so the water itself, even though it's very vertical, it's organic with the addition of the circles, it kind of makes it sparkle and bounce compared to the hands, which are very jagged and exact angles and lines.
It was great fun to make, and yeah, I'm glad that was my first window, and it's nice to do something, I don't know, kind of for my family as well.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Community Mennonite Church podcast. Our theme music is Jesus, I Believe You're Near, written by Matt Carlson. To learn more about our congregation or to plan a visit, please check out our website at cmcva.org.